The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
If you change your mind, take a chance, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown.
Finally, just 10 days in, the year can start. It's my brother and me. It's the advice show for the modern era. Finally kicking off 2011, a belated start to the year.
New Year's Eve is technically, well, yesterday. Today is New Year's Day.
Today
is time.
We're on a different calendar than most people.
Yes. Yeah. That Gregorian shit is bullshit.
No. We're on the Gregory Hines calendar.
Yep.
What's that mean?
Gregory Hines came to me tap dancing in a dream. It was him and the other gentleman with the braids. Ben Vereen and Gregory Hines came to me in a dream, and they said, son, New Year's starts on the date your people currently refer to as January 10th.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I mean, it's a dream. Is getting a Mormons.
You got to do what happens in a dream. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, especially if Gregory Hines is up in the mix.
Oh yeah.
If Gregory Hines comes in, like, his charm cannot be contained by the ethereal realm.
I know.
Our first show at 2011 started out really weird.
Weird my brother of me. What will they say? So, let's get into it. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And we're going to take your questions and turn them into wisdom.
So you're welcome.
You're welcome in advance.
Should we apologize for skipping a week? Yeah.
It's a holiday,
You know what my New Year's resolution is?
Tell me.
No more apologizing.
No more apologizing. Live without apologies and think of all the time you'll save that you could be doing nice things.
I know.
To other people, mm-hmm. Trying to make it up to them. Here we go. What are some ways to get my shit right in the new year? Is appropriate, other than the usual get fit or quit smoking or quit being cripplingly antisocial. Also, what are some tips to stick with it and accomplish set goals instead of burning out halfway through February? Ugh, lethargic Leviticus.
I have a great answer for that.
Hit me.
Don't set specific goals. Set large general goals. Like, this year I am going to take better care of myself. This year I am going to be more outgoing. This year I am going to be more adult. So that way, you can look back over the course of the year and say, you know, all in all, I did pretty good. If you set something specific, like, this year I'm going to run every day, well, then it only takes one day that you've broken that resolution. So make a more general...
Well, what if you did like a contract with allowances, right? So you could say, I'm going to run every day with allowance to skip one day every 4 days. And then you don't have to do it, but if you do it, then you can keep, like, the whole thing isn't forfeit.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to remember, this is a self-imposed restriction. Like, there's no... You know, there's no, like, body of government over your resolution. So,
sure,
you're going to fail.
Sure, no, what? That's legally binding, Travis.
That's legally binding.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think state legislators do all day? They don't write laws. No, it's up God to the knows. Big boys. State legislators, they take people's New Year's resolutions and they turn them into law.
Law that person has to then abide by.
Have you? It's like you've never seen Schoolhouse Rock.
Try to keep up.
I feel a fool.
I'm doing a new thing this year where I make... It's called an incremental resolution. I just resolve to make things a little better. And what you do is each day, you make one less shitty choice than you did yesterday. So, like, yesterday, I ate like crap, but I rode my exercise bike. Today, nice. I didn't ride the exercise bike, so I had some granola for breakfast. It's like,
nice.
You built.
So you have a policy of canceling yourself out.
Yes. My policy is...
This is pretty good.
If you want to be back to point zero at the end of the year, like just above, you just want to hover around the same baseline.
What if you made a resolution to ride your bike once this year? I bet just through happenstance you'll end up on a bike. Like, even it maybe in some sort of wacky escape scenario where you're, like, going through a big pile of watermelons, you know, leaping over it to escape the feds who are trying to chase you down for writing that fake blank check for $1 million to yourself because that goon hit your bike with a car. Remember that?
So I think what you're saying is
also, your resolutions watch my check this year, 2011.
your resolutions either need to be really general or incredibly minutely specific.
Right. Yeah. Right.
This year I will wear a red sock.
I've been eating a multivitamin every morning with my breakfast, which is now a banana and a plain bagel with cream cheese and a glass of orange juice and one multivitamin. And I have to say, I feel like $1 million.
Do you?
I don't eat super healthy, so it's like a supplementary vitamin for like people like me who, you know, maybe can't climb all the steps of the food pyramid. Right. They get hung up at the bottom, and then they jump right up to sugars and fats to build their home there. And I gotta say, I feel great. I feel more limber. My bones don't ache as much anymore. The scurvy's cleaned up. I'm growing a beard
now,
too. It's got a nice sheen on my cheeks. My cheeks
I would almost
bet
that's not true.
I've resolved this year my New Year's resolution. And it's something, I mean, I've gotten complaints about it, mostly in my workplace and my personal life. And so I've decided it's time to finally take care of it. And I'm gonna try to cut back or stop altogether on trying to throw it off to Ludacris.
Mm-hmm. That is so important. You know, we tend to rely on that, I think, in our modern day society.
Listeners don't get this because I edit the show I have to go through with a fine tooth comb to get all the times you try to throw it off to Ludacris.
Yeah,
and it's really like two or three times every minute.
Yeah, where I'm just like Luda.
Yeah,
grinds to a halt.
You point to the side. But, like, we can't see you.
Yeah.
We don't know what you're doing.
He just looks at me and goes, not this time. Oh, this God, time. It's frustrating. Yeah.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
You have to, like, think that Ludacris is somewhere, like, remotely feeling you. Like, he remotely feels you trying to get to
you
him.
Got to see him, like, nodding his head. Like, he's into the beat and he's ready to jump in there. Yeah, the straw that broke the camel's back was Travis tried that move in the boudoir, in the bedroom. Yeah.
And, oh, God.
It was, you don't want to try that with your lady. So let's got another question. I answered that one pretty well. If I try to talk to my best friend about serious stuff, like goals or college, job, etc., he just evades the questions and doesn't produce any opinion. How do I get him to acknowledge life beyond games, anime, internet, and pop culture? Help, brothers. We could use your love. Concerned hipster. This is the most exciting time to be alive ever, I think. And we have the luxury of not worrying so much about the day-to-day. You know, there are people in third-world countries who would love to be able to sit around and worry about games and anime and internet and pop culture. Maybe you should just embrace it.
Yeah.
I have a couple friends where I know that friendship is based on we watch all the same TV shows and have read all the same books. I mean, I don't need to constantly be hanging out with people going, so what about that war in Iraq, huh? Like, you could sometimes just talk about The Simpsons. Like, that's completely okay.
In fact, I find that people who try so hard to, like, force those conversations down my throat are typically not my good friends, are typically the people that I, you know, that yell things at me from park benches.
Yeah. So I think what you need to do is maybe just kind of take stock of what kind of friendship is this? And maybe you guys just don't have that I'm having a terrible day kind of relationship. Maybe you just have, I saw an awesome episode of blank last night. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, maybe you're his sometimes friend who he likes to talk about those things with. And maybe he has another friend that he talks about serious stuff with, and you should have that too. Also, like that's not really stuff, especially as you get older and your social dynamic starts to change. I don't think friends are like the people you always want to talk to about that stuff. Like, dump that stuff on your loved one. You know,
your friends.
You should be all about partying down, getting totally crazy, getting nut, getting bananas. You know,
What if you just flipped it on him though?
Whoa!
What if you just flipped it? Like, what if you're talking about the latest anime that you guys watched?
Anime, I believe it's
anime.
Anime.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomome.
What Edamame. If you were watching, you know, one of your Edamame. Cartoons, and like you just Epitome. Like all of a sudden you're just like death.
An enemy,
I hate you both so much. Yahoo Answers.
We're your enemies now, right? Enemy.
Yes.
Phenomenon.
It's the first Yahoo Answer of the new year. This was sent in by Cal.
Amamana.
I'm not going to go on until both of you stop.
I'm sorry, Griffin. I'm sorry.
Please go on.
I know this game.
Do you?
Yahoo Answers user Mr. Lizard needs to know.
Are you pronouncing that right?
Yep.
I know
because there's a picture of a lizard there the company. He asks, do I need to wear pants under my Snuggie blanket when I wear it to work on Casual Friday? The infomercial shows druid-like people wearing them to sporting events and around a campfire, but is not clear what to wear underneath. Also, any ideas to accessorize the Snuggie? I have access to a bedazzler. Well, yes, obviously. Like, that's a step that you should take.
They send a free one with your Snuggie. Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't you bedazzle? You're just going to be around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be irresponsible for you not to bedazzle that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Snuggies should be like vampires in that if they touch sunlight, they should burst into flames instantly. They should. You should never wear a Snuggie out of the house. Ever.
If you do that, you're done. Like,
that's it.
You're done.
Unless you get invited to a party that specifically is listed as Snuggie formal.
Oh, like a Snuggie party? I could get down with that.
Yeah, a Snuggie party.
Sometimes, like, I get too drunk at a party, I just want to go to sleep. Yeah. A Snuggie is like a bed that you walk around in. Like, that sounds great.
And if you've never been to a Snuggie orgy, that shit's awesome.
Oh, man. And it's safe, too.
Yeah, so safe. Because there's no flaps in the front.
Well, there's no flaps in the... There's actually zero genital contact at all,
a lot of static electricity, though. A
lot of sparks flying.
Which reminds me, if you're looking for the perfect way to accessorize your Snuggie, how about dick hole?
A bedazzled dick hole.
Who's that peeping at you through the window? Oh, he looks as snuggly as the Snuggie. Get a
brown. How about a Snuggie for your penis? Just a Snuggie attached to the...
This is tricky territory because
does that feel good to you, baby? It feels tartan-y, actually. It feels like a tartan. Is there a tartan down there?
Whatever size your Snuggie dick hole is, people are going to be able to tell, like, the entire... They'll be able to eyeball your dick, even when it's not hanging out. They can see your Snuggie bedazzled dick hole and, like, can just work it out, can figure it out. So, I don't know, maybe if you're secure in your...
You could just bedazzle the words "not much" over the penis hole.
Look elsewhere. And you know what? The great thing about that is, if you turn it around, you're in for the snuggliest bowel movement of your life. Just get your aim right. Get your lineup right. I cannot stress this enough. Get your lineup right, because that will be the end of your Snuggie party.
Oh, that Snuggie's done. Burn that Snuggie.
You should have burned it anyway, but because you wore it out of the house. But now burn it, like, officially now. Definitely now.
I don't know. Maybe it would be... Maybe Snuggies are the jam. I've never worn one.
Boy. I feel like... Be careful. Playing with fire, you put one of those on.
I like blankets.
It's like, I know, me too. Like,
I like robes.
Yeah, you should test it out. Just get a robe and put it on backwards and see... Just take it for a test drive.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we stop the show for a second? Let me...
Yeah, just go put one on and see how...
I'm doing it right now.
I think that Snuggie is like moving to a retirement community... Because once you do it, like, you're done. That's it. You're not going to do anything else. That's it. You're done. You're out.
And also, every conversation is always going to end as soon as you say the words, you know, I own a Snuggie, and nope, you're done. You're out of that conversation.
It's a secret shame. You got to keep it to yourself. I have been seeing an amazing girl for around a month, Griffin. And we recently made it official.
Wait a second.
that is in the email. I swear to God. We recently made it official that we are dating. I really can't say enough good things about her, how she makes me feel. I know she loves, she feels the same way, and she's often told me that she can see herself falling for me. Oh, this is all brand new to me. I've never had this deep of a connection with a woman.
God damn it.
And I find myself wanting to tell her that I love her. I know after only a month this isn't the best thing to do, and I don't want to scare her off, but I need to get the wisdom of the three brothers on this topic. When is it okay to say, I love you? To your SO.
You guys have fun with this one? I'm going to go I'm going to go buy like 9 or 10 Snuggies. This question, 9 or 10 Snuggie depressed me.
This is my...
On a scale of 1 to 10 Snuggies.
How depressed are you? This is my girlfriend, Darlene. I made her out of Snuggies. She's super cuddly and different colors. Matt, I am so familiar with your situation right now that halfway through your question, I wanted to start Googling you and trying to find out how I can contact you to tell you to stop the terrible thing you're about to do.
This is one of those things that the trick of it, the problem of it is there is no right time.
Yeah.
You got to feel it out.
It's always
and
the
that
wrong time.
Shit is hard as shit. Like there is no, there's no light bulb or she's not going to look at you and say, you should tell me you love me now. It's
yeah,
totally
I'm ready.
Cool.
Give it, hit me with that.
It's just not going to happen. So it's kind of thing as you're stumbling along in this darkness of life, you have to figure it out on your own, and it's terrifying.
Matt, words are easy. Words you can open your mouth and they slip out and whatever. What I would say is actions are the difficult, more meaningful thing. So sure. Don't say the words until you find yourself acting like it.
Yeah.
When you find yourself putting her before yourself, like acting in such a way that is where she is in your mind when you're making your decisions, that's when that is acting like you love somebody. And that's the more important thing. And don't say the words until you find yourself acting that way.
And
words
also,
are cheap. Words are easy.
And we exist in a society that throws around the word love a lot. You know, I love baseball. I love my friends. I love my dog. So it is through actions. Also, I would suggest waiting until it's not that you want to say I love you, but that you need to say I love you. That you look at her and it's like, I can't not say it. I am so overwhelmed in this moment with feelings for you that I have to say this thing.
God, this is some pussy shit you guys are talking about.
Griffin, what's you give
when
us?
When the emotions are like a big egg in your chest and it just breaks open and the love comes out your mouth.
Griffin has a bad idea of romance and biology.
Griffin's flipped on us and he's become a love Scrooge. Just like that. He no longer believes in the miracle.
It's BS. I'll tell anybody I love them, but I keep the... I won't say that I'm in love with them, because that's a whole nother tier. That's a whole nother tier.
So you're
T-I-E-R-N-T-E-R.
You're shit on us for semantics. Is that what I'm talking about?
It's not semantics. That's some shit. Like, you can't...
And so that way, when you can break up with it, you can say, listen, I know how it sounded, but... Technically, I never said I was in love with you, I'm scot-free.
Yeah, like you see people making fun of that, but like I hear somebody say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Yeah, totes. That's a different thing. It's a different thing. That's two different things. It's like I'm hungry and I'm sad. Those are two different things.
Matt, save it for when you need to rescue the relationship. Save it. Save that car. There's no reason to just burn that one.
Maybe you made out with one of her friends.
What if you dumb fucked up bad? Like you, it's bad. That is one get out of jail free card you do not want to deploy unless you need to.
But it is important that you don't say it like this. I love you. That never goes over well.
Don't make it a question. Another way not to say it. I love you like that, because that you don't want to make yourself the only person. That's going to build a dependency.
Don't whisper it either. If it's your first time, if you're going to do it, just do it. Don't whisper it.
Skywriting. Don't say it unless you're at a Jumbotron. If there's a Jumbotron on the two of you, then say
it. But you're not going to have a choice in the matter, because just the love spirit is going to just flow through you, and you won't be able to control the love and your love output.
Griffin, you're going to be visited by three ghosts tonight. The first... My chains
are so big. Metaphorical and literal.
He's going to be visited by the ghost of John Cusack. My name is Mike, and my wife's name is Darlene. She's made of Snuggies. Her parents are also Mike and Darlene, and her brother's name Mike. Wait for it. She wants to name our kids Mike and Darlene, but I think it's a bad idea. Am I overreacting? He didn't sign it, but I'm going to guess it's Mike. Hey, Mike. That's a wicked bad idea.
Yeah.
His full name is Mike Darlene.
I'm Darlene Mikerson.
The third.
Mike, this is Mike, my brother Mike, his sister Darlene, and our dog, Mark Darlene.
Yeah, it's hard. Family reunions. Somebody says Mike and the whole house just burns down. Like, just what? Who? What?
What if, like, every Mike you've ever known is in this, like, up in the mix, up in this family? What if this is, like, some sort of, I don't know, some sort of legacy?
Or a cult.
Griffin, listen. I know this is weird to say at this time. It's the holidays and everything, but I have to tell you something.
Okay.
I saw Mike making out with Darlene.
Oh, no. My God.
No, I know. No.
That's either incest or adultery. No, I saw Mike
making out with Darlene.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. What are you over? You are underreacting if you're taking the time to write to us instead of filing divorce proceedings. What?
There's no way. Your name.
There's no way that conversation doesn't go like this. Fuck it. Let's just call him Mike and Darlene. Like, there's no way it was, like, a coincidence that you came
it's
up
so
with
much
those
deeper
names.
Than this, because you're assuming that everybody in this situation had a choice of what the next generation of people's names are going to be, right? So Mike and Darlene are either the parents of Mike or Darlene, but mm-hmm. whoever that child was had to go out in the world and find another person named Mike and Darlene that they can marry. Like, they're getting a fucking name monopoly.
Yeah.
Oh.
They
do you understand what I'm
Mike
saying?
Like, yeah, I've played it. No, listen, guys, this is bad, Mike. If we can call you Mike. Why don't you suggest naming the boy Darlene and the girl Mike?
Oh,
I love it.
Yes.
Tell her that's the only condition under which you'll accept it.
Mike is M-Y-K-E.
Oh, yeah.
E. And Darlene, you spell M-I-K-E.
It's pronounced Darlene.
It's pronounced Darlene. There's a silent Mike. And an invisible Darlene in there.
You know, Silent Mike and Invisible Darlene are my favorite new rap duo of 2010. Did you hear their new album? It was an EP. It was very limited release, but it was really good.
You can only buy it if your name was Mike or Darlene. Hey, I have a Yahoo answer.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, in short, Mike, get out.
Yeah.
You're done.
Go ahead, Griffin.
This one was sent in by Jenna Dar. Thank you, Jenna. It's by Yahoo Answers user Iced Tea Lemon Fry. Who says...
A lot going on there.
Is it dangerous to get a hickey right above the heart? My best friend and I wish to give each other a hickey right above where the heart
Whoa.
Is placed. Would this cause any sort of damage to the blood circulation around there, or any type of damage to our bodies? Sorry if this sounds foolish, but I care for them so much and wouldn't want to place their life in any sort of danger.
I like how they just casually throw out the weirdest part of that question.
Yeah,
it's just me and my buddy.
We're just sitting around playing hickey games, you know. Oh,
yeah.
God. Hickey tag.
It's just some hickeys between friends. What? You're going to... Listen, I love the idea that you and I have had of sucking on each other's chest muscles until a hickey develops, but I need to ask Yahoo Answers to see if that's going to do some detrimental harm.
I've got the shivers.
Yeah, it's bad, right?
There's a lot of... Like, when you're doing that, first of all... Don't put your mouth there. Second, do you know the proximity of my heart to my armpit? And like how many mouths I want down there? Zero mouths.
Yeah, I don't care, boyfriend, girlfriend, but like just keep your mouth away from there. I'm ticklish.
Yeah, and just to clear up, I don't care if these two friends are a man and a man, a woman and a woman, or a man and a woman.
Doesn't matter.
It's creepy as shit.
What are you doing? Like, how is that?
What are you doing? Stop that. Put it down.
Into that? Get that
how
out
is
of
that
mouth?
Even like an idea that comes up? Like, oh, I'm bored. Do you want to watch another episode of Daria? No, fuck it. Just suck on my chest.
Just suck right my above chest. My heart.
Till a bruise develops. Do they mean above my heart like the skin that covers the heart? Or
you mean like aorta?
Or right above. Yeah, right. The aorta skin.
Hey, Iced Tea Lemon Fry. Aorta not do that. Hey, if there was a top
Cardi,
40
don't.
If there was a top 40 song on the charts called Hickey on My Heart, who would have written it?
Justin Bieber.
See, that's where I went to. Maybe Justin Bieber, maybe Avril Lavigne. Or maybe like a Toby Keith, because it could be like a country, like a country standard.
Yeah, like maybe it. John Michael Montgomery would write a song called "Hickey on My Heart."
Yeah. By the way, title of this episode, we found it.
What are you? The danger would be if sucking on your friend's chest until it gave him a hickey didn't kill him. That's the only thing that I'm worried about at this point.
And then
I can secondary danger would die
if anyone noticed.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that on your chest?
No, it's okay. I have a matching one, Mom.
Oh, okay.
This is my good friend Douglas. I like him very much. His name is Mike Douglas.
What if the vacuum effect like pulls a little bit of armpit in your mouth? That's like,
oh no!
God, that's the.
What if your aim is off and you pull up and you got a nipple in your mouth? Oops!
Oh,
came off. You sucked their nipple off.
Well, now you're married.
I'm not saying that. That is how it works, Travis. I'm not saying like you rip off their armpit. I'm saying like I don't know what my armpit tastes like, but it can't be great.
Yeah,
it can't be great.
Mine tastes like Lady Secret deodorant.
Yeah.
It's strong enough for a man.
Mine tastes like Stump. It's been a rough week. I don't want to talk about it. Hey guys, I've been dating my girlfriend for almost 2 years now, and I like her a lot. However, every time we start to take a nap or go to bed, she wants to talk instead of going to sleep.
Women.
I do want to stop right here and say normally I don't like to answer questions from people who are living in a sinful situation, but I am going to continue for this special case. Mm-hmm. She does the same thing in the morning if she wakes up before me. Mm. I'm pretty sure telling her to shut the fuck up would be a bad idea.
Would it? So
I need a good one. You're pretty sure? I know communication is key to any relationship, but sleeping is key to me not being an asshole. Thanks, sleepy sugar daddy.
Well, the bad news is you done waited too long. Mm-hmm. You've set a precedent now. You should have said that right away. First time you guys spend the night together and she wanted to talk to you, she'd be like, no, I go sleepy now, but now it's too late. Now you just got to keep doing it for the rest of your life.
Unfortunately, if she says, me go sleepy now, you are dating a 5-year-old. And that's a crime? That is a crime.
You should be in jail for that.
How about I have a big day tomorrow?
But he's got to have a big day every day, and she knows that's not true.
Yeah.
He's writing into us.
I'm an astronaut now.
Yeah. Big news, honey. I'm an astronaut, and I need to turn... What about this? Turn in a little earlier. Just that way you can talk to her, spend some quality time there, you can
put something in her drink.
Z's. Or you can go with Travis's method, which
Travis
is to get her
always comes up with the worst ideas.
Put something in her drink. That's a great idea.
Travis always makes.
I'm not saying like antifreeze.
You just make a jump to Felonious like with no provocation. Like,
I am saying antifreeze.
Fucking killer. Killer bury in the yard. Yeah, get it. Sleep it.
Sleep in the yard. Lord of the Flies. The rules. Why are you supposed to go to sleep? He's just tired.
Hit her with a rock.
Hit her with a rock. Gah. He drives and runs to caveman when he gets sleepy. Full on caveman. Listen, sleepy sugar daddy. When you're in a relationship, you gotta meet her halfway. Imagine this email that we were to get. What if our next email was from Talkative Terry, and she said, I love my boyfriend so much, and I like to unwind at night by talking to him, but every time I try to tell him about my day and my deepest desires, my secret fears, he goes to sleep. It hurts my feelings. How can I deal with that? See, you just got to flip it. You're in a relationship now, dog. You got to meet her halfway. You'll get your sleep. Don't you worry.
Let me give you some real advice that won't land you in prison. Okay. Sit down to dinner with her every night and talk about her day then. You know, like... Make a time when you're not trying to sleep to actually speak to her.
Talk her fucking ear off.
Yeah.
Then cut her ear off and sleep it.
Yeah, sleep with her ear. No,
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, sleepy sugar daddy. Just dump her. I sleep like a king every night. I sleep when I want.
Lonely king.
King of the only person I sleep with is the Pizzizz application in my phone.
Pillow dampened with tears. Listen... Let me hit you with another idea. Turn it on her. So if she starts talking, let her talk herself out, and then demand that she talk more and just keep like play chicken with her. See who will fold. I guarantee you she'll eventually say, listen, I have to work tomorrow. I have to go to sleep. And then you'll have won. And she doesn't want to get into that game with you every night. She knows what'll happen if she starts talking. You'll make her talk all night.
I haven't been in a relationship.
That's a risk reward if I ever heard it, but good luck.
I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but if I remember correctly, the secret to a healthy relationship is besting your partner in acts like this.
In a series of physical and mental challenges. That's what a relationship is.
Love is like Double Dare in more ways than one. Because you know what? You know what? It's messy.
Yeah, it is messy. And sometimes you got to go elbow deep to find the flag. That's all there is to it.
Mark Summers is always there.
And Mark Summers is always there watching in a cheap suit.
Sometimes you get a trip. Sometimes you get a trip to Universal Studios. Yeah. Sometimes you get gacked. No big deal.
No biggie. Don't worry about it. Pass the giant waffle. I'm a Canadian, and I recently decided to pack my bags and move away to America. Ooh. But every time I go to the States, I'm immediately singled out as being the Canadian. Can you give me some pointers on how to blend in with my new American neighbors? Leaving the beaver, eh?
I gotta say something.
Tell me.
I think Canadians are like royalty in my mind.
Yeah.
Anytime I meet someone and they're like, oh, I'm Canadian, I my opinion of them is just so high. I've never met a Canadian that I didn't like.
Yeah, I think we're past the point in society where Canadians are made fun of. I think you guys are doing okay.
Yeah, you're awesome. You guys have the best movies, the best games, the best music. Like, you guys are killing it up there.
And you gave us Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
You did give us that.
It's not the worst thing in the world. You're moving to a new place. At least people will have something to remember you with. Like, people, you'll make an impression on people. The Canadian person. I don't know that many Canadian people. I would remember it if someone I knew was Canadian.
And it's a great, like, starter to a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, like someone hears you say a boot or a, and they're like, oh, are you
Canadian? Travis, that's a terrible stereotype.
You're racist.
They don't say a boot?
No, they don't.
Then can I say a boot?
Yeah, you can say it. You take it back.
Yay!
You're reclaiming it. Now burn it and smash it with a hammer. Bury it in the lawn. If someone singles you out as a Canadian, give them poison maple syrup and then bury them in the lawn, like Travis says.
Right? I've never said that.
You've said it all the time.
We have an important, like, a public service that I think the three of us should stop and talk about. It is a very important month, this month, which, by the way, I think we should do this every month, because every month has some level of importance to it. But I don't know. I think we should start out in January and just talk about and give people some helpful tips. I'm sure you guys already know what we're talking about. SiriusSam24 actually clued me into this. Twitter user SiriusSam24, thank you. It is National Bath Safety Month.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Thank Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It seems like it was just last month, but no, it's January, just like it is every year. And I think that we should stop and maybe talk a little bit about bath safety and why it's so important. And Justin, I know you have a presentation if you'd like to start it off.
Yeah, probably the first time that I felt like an old person was when I went to Lowe's and I had to ask the person in the vest if they could point me to those. So I said, those strips that help you not fall down.
Yeah. Hey, guys, don't laugh.
Don't laugh. This it's is not serious. Funny. When you get to that point, like, you get to the point where you are actively considering the possibility that you could fall down the tub and hit your head and not get back up, you're really embracing your own mortality. Like,
this,
that feeling invincible thing, that is kaputsky.
It's super important. What you're saying is, it's very, very important, Justin. I agree with that. But that is technically for Shower Safety Month, and that is April. So Everyone knows that putting those things down in your bathtub ruins its capacity for bathing, because it's like sitting on football cleats after that.
You're more worried about those people that still like shower with electronics sitting around the tub or a
Travis,
bathe.
Again, excuse me, shower bathe, safety month bathe. Is April. We're talking about pools of water that people soak in.
So they bathe with electronics sitting around the tub, and whilst trying to, I don't know, skin carrots or something.
So you would say
don't prepare food in the bathtub.
Have you guys, it's like you guys have never given a public service announcement before. It's like playing poker with my sister's kids. Do you want me to do one?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Wait. Why don't you do one? You go
here,
first.
Let me do one.
You go first.
100 people every year get sucked down the drain. Look sharp. See? That's all you needed. And they can play that. They can syndicate that on the radio.
Oh, okay.
You want to try again? Or
yeah, let me try. Yeah, let me try. I'll give it some So this would be like free publicity for us, right?
Yeah, totally. If you even want to say like our names or like the name of the show. And all right. Okay.
Hey, you're falling asleep in the bathtub and you're probably going to drown. Wake up! My brother, me?
Good.
Was that good?
Uh-huh. Travis?
You know, it's all fun and games to relax in the shower, but always be vigilant for bathtub sharks. My brother, and me.
That's good.
I want to try again.
Okay.
Edit that last one out. That wasn't good.
I will cut it out.
They will cut it out. All right. I want to try one. I don't have a good one.
God damn it, Justin.
I'm sorry. I thought I had it. This is so difficult. I want to
help people. Just died in the bath because of you.
Yeah. They fell asleep because of your how boring and awful you are.
All right, here we go. If your fingers are pruny, that means it's the sin coming out. Ask Jesus. I love you. My brother, me?
That's brilliant. You've saved some lives.
That's good because it's got a religious message, but also mm-hmm. I remind people that earthly love is real, and it's mine. I'm giving it to them.
How about this?
Okay.
The temperature of your water shouldn't exceed 115 degrees, or else it'll flay the flesh off of your bones and your baby's bones, my brother and me. Hey, don't jerk off in the bathtub. That's awful. My brother.
That washes down the drain and goes and mixes with everybody's water. And then you get somebody pregnant and have to pay child support. My brother and me.
The water you're in right now is like 0000000.000% cum. have a good bath. You'll never be clean again. My brother. Good. Is that good?
That is pretty good.
Have we done enough to help you think at this point?
I feel like maybe two or three more.
Okay. Now, do you have a Yahoo answer? You want a Yahoo answer?
I feel like we've informed people. There's just so much danger.
Yeah, bath safety, guys. Get on it.
This one was sent in by Peter Baumgartner. Thank you, Peter. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ed, who asks, is it possible to use chi to make fire? Is it possible to use your chi energy to make fire? I know it is possible to use chi energy to make warmth and to control fire, pyrokinesis, yes. But can you use it to make a little fire on, for example, a piece of paper?
A piece of paper? No.
No.
No. If you're using chi to make fireballs, and I'm assuming he's talking about fireballs.
Well, yes.
You can't do it on paper.
No.
No, not paper.
Like whenever I make my chi flames, I usually just use it to heat up food.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I use it to light dollar bills on fire.
Yeah.
What do I care? I can shoot mind fire.
Yeah, once you have your mind fire right, like money is not an ish.
Yeah, I can't tell you
bank vault door down.
I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been sitting around creating warmth and controlling fire with my chi, pyrokinesis. Mm-hmm. And I've wondered, why can't I just create this fire? You know, and I've tried. God knows I've tried. But then I lose focus on controlling the fire, and it gets out of hand and burns down a building.
Did I tell you guys last week? Oh, my God. I was channeling my chi energy to make warmth and control fire, pyrokinesis. Uh-huh. But I was wearing a Snuggie while I did it, and I almost burned to death.
I love that scene in Princess Bride where Andre the Giant is wearing a flaming Snuggie.
Holy
shit!
He is, right? He's like fully doing
summon
that.
Summon his ghost.
The Holocaust like cloak is the world's earliest Snuggie.
It's like you channeled your chi energy to make warmth and summon Andre the Giant's ghost, pyrokinesis.
Mm-hmm. Pyrokinandre. The most powerful force on Earth.
Hey.
Geomagnetism. But after
Hey,
that,
Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Listen, we've all been there. Right? We've all been there. I was on safety patrol in elementary school, and there's nothing to do when you're standing on the corner, like, helping kids cross the street, except for, I guess, keep those kids alive. So, like, I would try and move shit with my mind.
Sure. We all did.
We're all there, but... And it's 2007 now.
Yeah. Science rules.
Science is cool, and, like, we have to rise above this.
Yeah. Get on board with science. Science says you can't do that as much as you'd like to.
I'm going to take a counterpoint here. Okay, science good. Says we haven't done it yet.
Okay. Okay.
Good. Potentially.
You know, people also used to say that man couldn't fly and that the Earth was flat. And look what Columbus did. He flew. So.
Yeah. So there. I mean, there you go.
Ed, listen. I feel like we've been joking for about a year now, but this is serious. If you are going to channel your chi energy to make warmth and control fire, pyrokinesis, you have to make sure that you do not do it in a bathtub. My brother made that me.
So serious, so topical, so relevant.
There were like six or seven callbacks in there.
Yeah,
did you hear them all?
It was good. I'll like go back search. With a crayon and circle them. this is from Weathered in Cincinnati. He says, I got a corporate job in downtown Cincinnati in July, and I'm the youngest guy in the office at 25 years old. People I work with are all nice, but they're all older, and I have nothing in common with them. I've tried getting interested in them, as Justin has advised me to do in the past, but it's hard to connect when I don't have kids or a lousy husband/wife to complain about. Also, I'm pretty sure everyone thinks I'm a meteorologist, because all I can think of to talk about is the weather. Any topics or ways to start a better conversation during my lunch hour would be much appreciated. Thanks, Weathered in Cincinnati.
You can just hang out with me.
Just hang out with Travis. I do want to address an actual point here. You say, I've tried getting interested in them, as Justin has advised to do in the past, but it's hard to connect when I don't have kids or a lousy husband/wife to complain about.
It's kind of backwards.
You got it backwards. Like, you... The bit about, like, getting interested in other people that we harp on here, it's not about finding things to talk about yourself that you think the person will be interested in.
Yeah, it's not a conversation starter. You actually, like, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it. You have to say, I mean, there's nothing people love more than telling you about something you don't know about. You say, you know, I don't have a wife. Like, what is that? That must be hard. What is that like? You know.
And tell also, you're actually in a really good spot there, because people love that, and people hate when someone says, like, you think you've got it bad. Let me tell you how bad. Everybody hates that guy. So
everybody hates that guy.
It's wonderful to be the guy like, I am a youngling who needs to learn. Please teach me. And those people will love you because they think you want to actually listen to their stories all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to them. And also, I bet you're a fucking cool guy. Like,
seem cool.
You seem like a cool guy. Like, they would be interested in you, too.
And the beautiful thing is, as a younger guy, they're going to be interested in living vicariously through you. Because all of these older people are like, Jim went to a crazy club this weekend. Because they couldn't go to a crazy club. They had a lousy wife, husband, and kids.
Right.
So as you're talking about doing awesome things, they're like, please tell me more about your awesome things.
I used to work at Best Buy with a guy named Blanks. And everyone called him Blanks because they thought he looked like Billy Blanks, and I thought that they just didn't know many black people. But the highlight of my Sunday used to be hearing about whatever cool club that Blanks had gone to the night before that I didn't know existed, and all, like, the girl he got down with as he smoked his menthol cigarettes and told me about his conquest. Like, that's a highlight, and I didn't have anything in common with him. I just liked hearing those stories. It would vicariously be awesome for a little bit.
Our world is a great big mosaic.
Uh-huh.
People like me and Justin and Travis, and people like Blanks, and people like you, Weathered and Cincy, and people like you, the listener. And just, like, let's just share our experiences with each other without reservations.
Yeah, we don't need to dump your stuff on somebody else. Just listen to their stuff.
Yeah.
I got one more serious one that I want to read, just because I love the question. There's so much to like here from I want to say from Coctane, but I don't think that's right. It's Coctane. What is the best way to greet a girl when you first meet her? Is shaking hands awkward? Is it appropriate to give a sideways hug? Context. perhaps like on a first date or a blind date. Recently, my grandmother hooked me up with a date with this girl she met during a Zumba class.
Uh-huh. What is that?
Zumba, you know, Zumba. You know,
Zumba, Zumba.
Go on. Yeah, it's like Brazilian yoga or something.
What's your grandmother
I'm
doing
fat
there?
Person. I don't know. I talked to the girl on Facebook, and she was very much interested in meeting up with me to go on a date. How do I greet her in such a way as to give a good lasting impression that will set the tone for the rest of the date? God, that's tough. Because like
tongue
you can't.
Her.
What'd you say?
Tongue her. Just tongue her?
No, did you say tongue her?
Yeah, tongue her. Like, tongue kiss her.
That's inappropriate.
Travis, there are 9 or 10 different ways that I could take that.
See, this is tough. Because if you shake hands, you're setting a weird tone.
Yeah, don't shake hands.
And definitely don't side hug.
You're damned. Here's what you can't. All right, I'm going to list off all the things you absolutely cannot do.
Okay, hit me.
Don't do nothing. That's uh-huh. Don't shake her hand. That sets a bad tone. Don't hug her. Don't kiss her. Don't.
No high fives.
No high fives. No physical contact whatsoever. So don't not touch her, but don't touch her, whatever you do.
Yeah. Or don't do nothing though.
Chest that's bump. Don't what do about nothing. A chest bump?
That's touch. Don't do that. Don't you know, awfully, don't. There's some sensitive stuff up on the top.
What about just the first time you meet her, just slow dance with her?
Ooh, that's good. That's ooh, nice. You know what you should do? Zumba her. Just Zumba all over.
You know, if you do go in for a chest bump, though, that's a pretty clear message about what kind of night the girl's going to have.
Yeah. Hey, this is going to be terrible for both of us. Give it.
Essentially, if you stand across the way, just slap your chest going, hey, bro, chest bump.
Here it comes.
Chest bump, bro, chest bump.
I'm going to bruise those. You're going to have a bad night. I'm not paying.
I didn't bring any money.
I stole your wallet when I chest bumped you. You're paying, I guess, by extension. So don't do any of those things.
Don't do anything, but don't do nothing.
Why don't we bring back kissing her hand?
No, God.
Drop
no?
to one knee, kiss her hand. Make sure you're wearing a fedora, and make sure you're within eyesight of me so I can come kick the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Dullard.
What about pinky swear?
How about a pinky swear that we're going to be in love?
maybe this is the kind of thing that you should... decide with her ahead of time on Facebook.
When I see you, what is the proper...
How should I touch you?
You know, you're wondering...
Tell me how to touch you. God damn it.
I want to touch you, right? When we first meet. You know you're wondering about the right moment to say I love you. You found it. That's right. This is it, right here. She won't think about what you're doing with your hands.
I think you want to touch me, too.
Yeah, I think you'd like to touch me. I think I would like to touch you. We don't know each other well. I want to make sure when I touch you... And now listen, I can't stress this enough. You really have to type this whole paragraph before you send it. Because if you send this piecemeal, there's a good chance you're going to lose her midstream. She's going to see the whole thought, see it through to the end. Because if you just open with, I want to touch you...
You can't. No. Just send her an email that says, could you wear clothing with brightly marked areas where it's okay for me to touch you?
Can you
just
wear a circle a here? Hyper-colored t-shirt when you
touch? Oh, fuck.
Shit.
You should probably just not go on the date.
You should probably just stay home and just
cancel it just for you.
Not in the bathtub. I want to hear Griffin's last question. But first, a couple quick housekeeping things. We are sorry we missed last week. I know a lot of you depend on us for the only good thing that happens to you. It's your bright spot, your sliver in the otherwise gray cloud of your Monday. I get it. Monday, man. Work week starting. We're sorry we weren't there for you. Won't happen again. It will. NBNBAM.com is the site where you can talk to people. You can ask us questions there. You can see all the different methods used to ask us questions. There are forums there that are replete with people who share your interest in my brother and me. We are reordering some of our hoodies because they were so popular, and you guys raised a lot of money for Big Brothers Big Sisters. I'm not sure the exact number yet. I'll share it when you get it, but you guys did awesome.
We actually we have a confession. We actually gave all of that money to the Bathtub Safety Coalition. Like Big Brothers Big Sisters, they give out an important service, but they don't stop people from dying in bathtubs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard they were going to change it to Big Brothers Big Sisters Big Bathtubs.
Yeah, Oh God, that's terrible. That's horrible. That's very evocative.
Wait, you know what? I said that out loud, and yeah. That's a bad combination of words.
You didn't send that one to the old thought factory.
Who's in the bathtub, Darlene and Mike? I don't want to talk about it.
They're both big and they're related. I won't say
that's
how.
All we need to say.
But they're siblings.
But seriously, thank you guys as always for listening. Love to get some more people on board. There's some great ways of doing that. One, just burn a CD. You know, just burn a CD and give it to somebody and say, "Here, I think you might enjoy this." Also, we love it when people share our quotes. Share MBMBAM quotes with that hashtag, MBMBAM. Make sure you don't put at MBMBAM at the beginning, or else only people who already follow us will see it. So spread it around. Spread the knowledge, the wisdom, the gift, I guess. I'm going to start calling the show The Gift, if you guys are
okay.
Are
cool with that. I'm going to call it The Secret.
People are already hooking us up. Kimbo2042 is out there. Spreading the word. As always, Michael Maney's there.
Like an archangel.
Pat likes it hot. Our boy Pat, you know, he's up in the mix. Spreading the word. So.
Also, I meant to tell you guys, I had a dream last night that MBMBAM was going to do a live show in my dream.
Really?
And it made me very excited. And so I personally... And resolving
and you woke up this morning and you were pregnant. In 9 months, Travis is going to pass a live My Brother and Me show from his fertile womb.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of gatherings, our buddy Rocky Horror, who is a DJ, is putting the finishing touches, I think, as they say in the mixtape world, on the My Brother and Me mixtape. And you're going to dig it. I haven't heard it except for a couple of tracks, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. There's a new track that he's got on his feed. You can find it on his Twitter. It's at Rocky Horror. But he's been talking about doing a release party here in Huntington.
Oh, shit.
Which would be crazy. But if we do that, like, you're not going to want to miss that because that's going to be loked.
You think at the Elk Lodge?
I'm going to push for the Elk Lodge.
Billy Bob's?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I know some septuagenarian veterans who would really dig Rocky Horror's vibes.
Yeah, I think they would. And I think, like, if we did that, we would all be there, I would hope. Like, I would think we would all get there for that. But, yeah, so there's
don't
that.
Don't tease people, though. It might not happen.
It might not happen. It might happen. Keep your ear to the ground, and we'll, of course, spread the word on Twitter and stuff. And the website and things like that. So, Griffin.
Yeah, sure.
Enough of this garbage. Give me the
This one was... this very final, very last question was sent in by Maddie B. Thank you, Maddie B. It's by Yahoo Answers user Lily. And usually I just read the headline of these questions, but I feel like I should read the extra stuff on here, too, because it ramps up. Lily asks, how do you get spaghetti stains out of underwear? I have gotten spaghetti stains in my underwear, my white cotton underwear. I have spaghetti stains in my white cotton underwear.
What is Justin McElroy? I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Is your dad square on the lips?
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.
And it's very important that you don't try to get the stains out by wearing the underwear in the bathtub, because that's how you get trench butt.
Luda!